all tiptoe rates. We are back. You know, Ramona, a couple things. One texter wrote, you know, she explained it. Pay the woman. She was paid. She was paid under protest, but she was paid.
I was paid.
But several other texters are demanding that you spell it now as proof of your righteousness.
Okay. Benay Benwickery.
Now, you're not getting any additional money, just to be clear.
Can I spell it before you just go on?
Yeah.
B-E-N-E.
Yeah.
B-E-N-W-I-K-E-R-E.
See, that's what happens when you look it up.
I didn't look it up.
I mean,
is it a bathroom? There's a computer in the bathroom?
I mean, when you committed the memory, you looked it up, you had the answer, you knew
it
was
going to. Spell it twice.
Yes.
And you still don't
both believe. Times are suspect.
And you still don't. Yes, you still both, don't believe.
Still
me.
Suspect.
I didn't look it up. I memorized it because I knew you were going to use it.
Yeah.
It's that simple. That is, I knew you were going to use
is,
it,
that is
so
funny.
I memorized that one name.
That is funny. She heard it playing on a commercial, and decided that that's the name I was going to use.
Yeah, because you sometimes you'd be sitting there and you'd go, Benay Benwickery. I guess because you knew who he was and stuff. He's a Panther.
Well, because the commercial was playing. Yeah, that's why.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's just an interesting name, you know? Benay Benwickery.
See, that's how you would say it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
And so.
It would benefit me to memorize that name.
It might benefit me to memorize that name. That's hysterical. Bassmaster Wesley. Wesley, welcome in, Wesley.
What's going on, Walt? How you doing, man?
How you doing, Wesley? Are you really a Bassmaster, Wesley?
Oh, dude, I love Bassmaster, man. Hey, I love football, I love baseball, but bass fishing is my favorite sport, man. That's
cool.
It.
Do you participate?
Oh, yeah. I fished in college, and now I just fish, you know, local tournaments, and sometimes when Bassmaster comes, I fish their tournaments and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
So have you fished Hartwell? During the Bassmasters tournament?
Yes, sir. And actually, the one that's coming up, there's one next week, October 6th, 7th, and 8th, and I'll be in that one, too.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know,
fishing for $17,000, so hopefully...
Really?
Hopefully they cooperate.
You know, down in my general area, they're putting all these little cabins in. They right on Hartwell, and there are four people who come in. I think mainly to fish those tournaments. I mean, they started out.
Oh yeah.
They started out with two of these cabins, and I forget what it's called now. Something Hideaway or something. But they started out with two of these cabins. And now they're adding like I don't know, like 15 more of them. They're everywhere. So, I mean, it's enormous.
Oh yeah.
It brings a ton of money in for the economy.
It's a big deal, man. Yeah. It's a real big deal.
Yep. Well, congratulations. All right, but that's not why you called. You called to talk about the Braves and Clemson.
Right, so here, you know, I wasn't going to call. I was debating, and then I heard you say right before you went, you said, it don't matter, man. It don't matter who you tell. If you don't tell me, it doesn't matter. And so I got three things I want to say real quick, and right. I'll leave you alone. But first thing, my Pendleton High School Bulldogs, I just want to give them a shout-out. They went and beat West Oak in West Oak.
Yeah, about that?
53-6. Daggum. Walloped them, so shout out to my Pendleton Bulldogs. But first going for the Braves, I think the Braves take it 2-1, maybe all three. Max Fried is going to do great in the first game. We're gonna hit some dingers on Jacob DeGrom.
Wow.
I ain't worried about that.
Well, not worried about the face of the greatest pitcher of all time.
No, not worried about it.
All right.
Second game, Kyle Wright, he's already got 20 wins this season. Might as well put 21 up there. He's going to win that one. And lastly, Charlie Morton, he's a great pitcher. His ERA is a bit high this year, 4.29. So they might get some on us. That's the game I see us losing. And then Clemson, man, who has NC State played this year? Like, I mean, who? East Carolina? Like, that's their biggest pushback. So I'm going Clemson in this one. Hurricane Ian, come on. I hope it rains. Clemson's been practicing wet ball drills, so I'm going Clemson 45-27.
Wow.
Over NC State. Give the ball to Shipley. He'll be a rolling ball of butcher knives, man. You can't lay a hand on him. I'm going Clemson. I'm going Braves. Love bass fishing. Love my Bulldogs. I'm getting out of here. I'll take your whatever you got to say. I'll take it off the air.
All right, Wesley. I'll see you, Wesley. We'll see how all that works out for you. I'm guessing Wesley might be bass fishing for a long time now before he calls back, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how all that works out. I can't imagine Clemson scoring 40-something points against this NC State team. I think it's a different type of game. Rory, how are you, Rory?
Hey, fine. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in, Rory.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yesterday, we kind of were talking a little bit about Illinois and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I wanted to pick up a little bit on that. I think it's going to be kind of a low-scoring game, but I think Illinois hangs with them.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not impressed with Wisconsin at all thus far. They have major problems at quarterback that have not been fixed, and they don't look good. Meanwhile, Illinois has looked good. Illinois can run the football. Honestly, Kansas has surprised me. Certainly, Daniels has been sensational. I'm sure there are a few other people around the country that have surprised me. I'm not sure that any team has surprised me more than Illinois. And quite honestly, I shouldn't be surprised because I like Bielma. I think Bielma's a terrific football coach. So,
yep. And early in the year, we said they had the number at 4.5.
Yeah, 4.5.
We both said probably 2, and they're already at 3. So
yeah, that's gonna be a loser. I think that's gonna be a loser. That's gonna be one of the ones I lose.
All right. I really like Georgia killing Missouri, and I really like Ohio State killing Rutgers. And I'm going to let it go at that. Walt, have a great day. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Rory. Thank you, Rory. Good job. Len!
Hey, sorry, I was just drinking a little bit of my coffee there.
Coffee's vital. Essential.
I drink all day. I called to talk about something serious today.
You drink it black, Len? Do you drink the coffee black?
No way.
No, you don't drink it black. No.
I've been trying to make it at home lately, but I'm a Starbucks.
Okay, I got
you. Mocha. Yeah. I don't want to advertise. Right. Who cares?
So you like milkshakes, not coffee.
Pretty much. If it's got caffeine, it's got to be sweet. I can't go black. But now if my life, if I had nothing else but black coffee, I'm drinking it.
Okay, so, we're good then.
I got to have caffeine.
Okay.
So, but yeah. Sorry to interrupt you.
The listening audience is shocked, Len, to learn that you intake a lot of caffeine.
Oh, I love sugar. I drink coffee all day, pretty much nonstop. I'm pretty much broke because of it. But anyway, that gets expensive, like $7 every time you go to Starbucks. Yeah, I don't want to be a downer on a Friday. But I will have to say this. I watched the highlights last week of, and you probably talked about this, Tua, and when he got up and I don't watch the game or anything, and I saw him stumbling around.
Yep.
And I can tell you right now, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the best doctor in this country, in this world. He had a concussion last Sunday. 100%, period.
Yeah.
That was a concussion. It wasn't a back injury.
No.
The dude was falling all over the place. So I don't know what the NFL protocol is, but I think if you can't, if you're stumbling all over the place, I would say you probably don't get to play the second half last week. I think if it's my child. And then last night, I was just looking at the score. I forgot, didn't see it, but I was looking at the score on my phone and it said Tua was injured. I'm like, what? It showed him falling. His hand stiffened up like he was dead.
Yeah. His fingers were pointing in different direction. They were shaking.
Yeah. So that's probably one of the sickest things I've seen. And I grew up in the 80s. I remember McMahon getting slammed on his head. But Tua cannot play the rest of this year. And I'll be honest, he probably should retire.
I think he's finished. I really do. I just don't think – I don't think this game at this level is built for him. He's too tiny. He's too puny. He's too injury-prone. And now he's had consecutive concussions in a five-day period. I'm with you. I just don't think he's long-term for this game.
No, I just think – well, and my last point is going to be somebody needs to get sued. And I don't know how it works or whatever, but the Dolphins – I mean, I don't even want to watch NFL this week. I'm so sickened by what happened, to be honest with you. The commissioner needs to be asked some tough questions. The Dolphins organization needs to be fined heavily, and that doctor needs to be sued. That was almost criminal.
You have some of the leading neurologists in the world saying that everyone needs to be fired, that they actually put his life at risk, that if you suffer two of these injuries within a five-day period, your life is actually at risk. So
you hit the nail on the head. I was going to say that without getting I don't even know what to say. I was such a – I mean, just looking at it, it was terrible. But, you know, the guy from Full House can't remember his name, but he apparently hit his head and then he woke up or he didn't wake up the next day and had bleeding on the brain. Well, you know what? How did they know last Sunday that they didn't even wait 24 hours? They put him right back in the game. Yeah.
Here's the simple litmus test. All right. If you had seen your son stumble and stagger around like Tua, and his knees buckle and fall to the ground, and then him stagger again trying to get up and holding his head, would you have allowed him to participate in the rest of that football game? And the answer is no.
No, because I have a son and I have a daughter. And if my son, I don't care if he's playing in the NFL, he wouldn't be, but let's say he was, I would go out in the field personally and take and do something.
Right.
That coach should be fired too. Because that coach stood up there last night.
Yeah, they're making excuses for it.
Coaches.
Yeah, they're making excuses for it.
So, and
they're protecting. Anyway, I had to they're call protecting him. What they did, and what they did was just so obviously wrong, and the whole world sees it.
Yeah, and can I make one? And I know it was serious, but I have to say one thing about my Dallas Cowboys. I can't call on a Friday and not say something about Dallas. I don't know if they're playing in Washington or in Dallas, but the only concern I have is, can Cooper Rush win three in a row? So I think they're going to beat Washington on Monday. I think it's Monday night. I don't know what night the game. I think it's Monday night. I think Brady plays Sunday night. But I think it's going to be a very close game. But can I revise my
I think Ron Rivera in Washington is going to be on his way out. I think the whole season's.
Is he still coaching?
He is. I think the whole season's falling apart. Yep.
Yeah.
For Washington.
Yeah, I think it's time to tank it and get one of the – either get Stroud or Bryce Young next year, right, in Washington. But anyway, that's all I got. Go Cowboys. By the way, here's what I was going to say. Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. The Packers aren't because
we cleared that up. Oh, good, some clarity.
It's been bothering me for a while here because
you can't have two NFC teams really, in the Super Bowl.
It was a really bad radio day for me that day. So, and I've had a lot of those in the past couple months. It's not really going my way. So I wanted to try to get a little serious today. But anyway, have a good weekend, good you guys. You take care. Yep.
Lines are jammed. Up first when we get back, it is JD and Anderson, Joe in Virginia, and Greg in Clemson. I'm coming right to you. Before we do any of that, Engineered Sleep's a fourth generation mattress manufacturer. No one does it like Engineered Sleep. Trust me. They sell directly to you. You cut out the middleman. You end up saving hundreds of dollars. They only make and sell their own products. They use premium materials that won't break down and or sag over time. No sagging at Engineered Sleep. Their sales process is simple and interactive, not like regular mattress stores. They offer free delivery and takeaway if you live within 50 miles. Use code WCCP for 10% off, which you can save up to $475. Call 866-244-0898, 866-244-0898, or visit engineeredsleep.com. Better sleep, rest assured. Your very health, physical, mental, emotional well-being depends on the quality of your sleep. When you sleep well, you're more productive, you're more civil, you don't get fired. All these things. Sleep well, don't get fired. Mattress sizes, twin, twin XL, full, full XL, rare size. When you make them yourself, turns out you can make them any size you want. Queen, king, cow king, adjustable beds as well. Nobody does it like my friends at Engineered Sleep. Visit the factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Online, engineeredsleep.com for more info and see what they offer for yourself. I promise you'll thank me later. 866-244-0898, 866-244-0898. Quick break.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop and New Teeth Boutique. My dad and I want to invite you to our Tigers for Tatas event on Thursday, October 6th from 12 to 3. Out of Bounds will be broadcasting live from the store. Red Martin from Sunday Dinner with a Twist is going to be grilling free hot dogs. It's going to be a great time. So stop by New Teeth Boutique on Thursday, October 6th from 12 to 3 and get your free lunch and buy a Tigers for Tatas shirt to support Dabo Sweeney's All-In Foundation. 122 East Main Street in Pendleton. We'll see you there.
Gentlemen, erectile dysfunction or low T got you down? Take action now and turn your life around. Call Greenville Men's Clinic at 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com. Make the call today, 301-1111 or greenvillemensclinic.com.
It's bow time. Mac and cheese, dirty rice, the scratch-made biscuits. A Bojangles family meal has so many more fixings to choose from.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today at 864-884-8920. Serving the Greenville area for 10 years.
Low Country Male is a concierge medical practice that treats testosterone replacement, weight loss, and sexual health. Our process is simple. Full blood work followed by a consultation with our physician. We review the objective and subjective results to come up with a tailor-made plan just for you. Pricing is simple and straightforward, starting at $220 a month for testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, and labs. We also offer growth hormone, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Make man men again. Book today. LowCountryMale.com.
Source. For an incredible 8 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Huddle up, team. We got to get to the game and set up our tailgate. Are the coolers packed?
Yep.
Chips?
For sure.
What about your father? Where is he?
He's completing his pregame ritual.
Babe, we got a problem.
Better add Roto-Rooter to your pregame checklist. Plumbing problems are never convenient, especially on game days. Call Roto-Rooter for right-on-time service, anytime.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
If you're tired of no recognition on the job, micromanaging bosses, and just want something more, Cromer Food Services has a new opportunity just for you. Located in Anderson, Cromer Food Service has open positions in route sales, tech, warehouse, and administration. Monday through Friday, first shift. Make great money and still have time to spend with your family. Self-manage and be your own boss with great benefits and opportunities to quickly advance within the company. Join the Cromer Food Service team today at cfsvending.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and we pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us in the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere. We'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville, or shop online at ATVOutfitters.net.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Hey, sports fans. Cigars, cigars, cigars. Where to get them? At Tobacco Plus, home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the best selection of fine, hand-rolled cigars at the best prices. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, a Padron, Cohiba, Romeo, and Julieta. Or find that Golf Day cigar at Exit 60 off Interstate 85 in Greer. Buy any eight cigars, and the ninth cigar is free. Tobacco Plus, South Carolina's largest humidor. 864-968-1133.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
All tip to the road rage. We are back. What were you telling me, Marona, at the end of the break there?
Which thing?
About the 4 hours.
Oh, well, I'll get, you know, I'll meet people out and everything and talk to the people of the show. And then the one, they always want to know how you do 4 hours.
Yeah.
And you know, it's an illness, I know.
Yeah, you said more than that.
About facts?
Yeah, you said.
Oh, well, Faxon was wondering how you do 4 hours. He did, you know, the vacation when I went on vacation. Yeah. He subbed for me. And he said he must drink a lot of coffee. And I said, oh, yeah, coffee's his favorite flavor. He goes, me too. Tell him coffee's my favorite flavor too.
Well, you know what it is? Again, it's an illness, like
yeah,
you said.
It's
a lifelong illness. And so, you know, I have this like endless library of stuff. And so even during COVID, it was, I mean, I literally could do this 24 hours a day, except my voice wouldn't last. That's the only
and
part.
And your producer wouldn't be sitting there.
Right. That's the part that wouldn't last. But no, I mean, I could just, if it was a marathon deal, I could just keep going. You know, I would need something for my voice because my voice is what would give out. You know, that's
like you doing a, what do you call that? A filibuster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Mr.
Smith
Goes to Washington.
Filibuster. Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. That's a good old movie. All right. To the phones. And before we do, I'm getting some of this now. Texter writes, Clemson fan here, but calling it now. NC State upsets Clemson 31-28. Don't think it will completely eliminate them from college football playoff just yet, though. We'll likely see teams flip rankings. So I'm getting a little bit of that now, a little bit of concern. So how much concern do you have? I have a lot of concern. I've had concern about this game for months before the year, and I still do. I think if you were going to draw up a team to play this particular Clemson team, this NC State team is exactly what you would draw up. This team, Clemson, has struggled with the short passing game, with defending the short passing game all year, and with quarterbacks who get the ball out quickly. NC State does that better than anybody Clemson's play. That's what they are. It's what they do. And Leary gets the ball out insanely quickly. He's very difficult to rush. He's polished. He's experienced. He's seen things, everything that you can see. He played really well last year against the Clemson defense, which was better than this one. Those things concern me. Those things concern me. The NC State defense concerns me. You know, they're going to try and bait DJ into some things, and I just think DJ's going to need to be really patient. Listen, turnovers can always impact things. I think this game could come down to like one key mistake at an inopportune moment. We'll see which team makes it. JD and Anderson up first. JD, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How you holding up?
Good, JD. Appreciate you getting in.
No problem. I just wanted to lead with, as soon as the game moved to yesterday from Saturday from South Carolina, and you know I'm a Gamecock fan, but as soon as I saw plus 40 and a half, I had to go with those Bulldogs. And you want to talk about by the skin of my teeth. But half a point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you said the spread moved to 40 and a half?
When it first moved, the thing I used had him at 40 and a half. And
wow,
because
I never saw it at 40 and a half. I only saw it at 39 or 39 and a half. I didn't see it hit 40.
I mean, as soon as I heard it moved, I hopped on that night. It was, what, Wednesday, probably like 2 o'clock when you heard. By like 3 o'clock, I was on looking.
Well, there you go. You got it at just the right number, JD.
I mean, barely. Number two, I think it's UCLA and Washington tonight.
Yeah.
I like UCLA in that one. I'm going to lead with that. That's my locksmith pick of the week.
You know, I've got a texter who will disagree slightly because he's picking Washington 59-20.
Wow. Okay.
One of you is going to be right and one of you is going to be very wrong.
And the last thing, you know, I heard what you said about the texture talking about Clemson could very well lose this game. You said you're kind of worried about it.
Yep.
You know, a one-loss team has made the playoffs. My question is this the year that we get a two-loss team in the playoff?
I don't think so as of now, but, you know, that's subject to change. I think Ohio State's going unbeaten. I think Georgia's going unbeaten in the regular season because they just don't play anybody. Alabama still has a good chance to go unbeaten. I think this might be their toughest game this weekend if they pass this hurdle. I think you could have three unbeaten regular season teams. You know, obviously, if Alabama and Georgia are unbeaten, one of them will lose in a conference championship game. And you could certainly... And other than that, maybe because the rest of the country right now, I'm not at all sure. I'm not sure about Alabama at three even, but I'm not at all sure about that fourth spot at this point. I think Clemson, NC State winner.
Could there be, okay, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It could be scary enough to where, you know, there could be three teams, one conference, maybe in the playoffs. And the only reason I say that is past Georgia, who's going to beat Kentucky? Kentucky looks pretty good right now, too.
Yeah, well, again, Kentucky's a 7-point underdog, according to the odds makers, this weekend at Mississippi. So, you know, we'll see about Kentucky. I think Kentucky's schedule is difficult enough. And, of course, Georgia plays Kentucky, so somebody will have to lose in that game.
Right, but I'm just saying there could be multiple one-loss teams from one conference vying for that other spot as well. So say it's Georgia and Alabama and an Ohio State, and Clemson were to falter at NC State, and then somehow, some way, something crazy happens again, although I doubt that. Dabo doesn't lose many games. So
no, I mean,
I'm just, you know, I'm honest about it. Man, the man's a winner. So
yeah, no question about it. And Clemson's won 36 straight here, so that's the that'll be the obviously the challenge for the visitor. So what do you have in that game, JD?
Last year it went to overtime when Clemson was away. Clemson's at home this year, right? So I think the home team usually pulls it out. I think the way it's looking, everybody says it's going to be clear skies, but if the storms hang around, it could very much be like that Notre Dame game from many years ago that was just, you know, in a monsoon.
Yeah, well, hopefully we're past that. It looks like we are. It looks like we are weather-wise. Good job, JD. Appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, JD. Joe in Virginia, then Greg, an angry lawyer. Joe!
How's it going, Mark?
How you doing, Joe? Appreciate you getting in, as always. Yeah, right.
Sorry, my voice is worse. You know, that guy was talking about Kentucky, who's going to beat them. They're going to lose three out of the next four.
Kentucky
is going to beat them.
Kentucky?
Yeah. Yeah.
With Chris Rodriguez back.
Yep. They got a road game at Ole Miss, and they play Mississippi State, and then they got Tennessee as well. I mean, I'll be honest. Well, Kentucky should beat Tennessee.
Why do you sound so far away from the phone?
Is this better?
It sounds muffled.
You're like uh-huh. muffled somehow for some reason. You're not on Bluetooth or something, or
is that better?
Yeah, there you are, Joe. We found you.
There you go. I mean, I still believe in this Mississippi State team, and I think Kentucky, like you said the other day, is very, very well coached. But it's a hard schedule, Walt. It's a hard schedule, and you can't, like, they never have consistently beaten Tennessee. They never have, even with Stoops. Even when they're great, even when Tennessee's terrible, Tennessee beats them every single year. So why should I pick Kentucky to beat Tennessee, especially with Hooker?
I mean, I don't know. I just think Kentucky's been the better program and may still have the overall better athletes in the program. You know, Tennessee's fixed the offense largely because of Hooker, but the defense is still in need of a lot of help. So that would be my reason. I think I'm interested in this Kentucky Ole Miss game this week. I started out thinking Ole Miss, but by the time we got to today, I had sort of changed my mind. Kentucky just looks like a more physical, more mature team, but we'll see.
And I respect Kentucky, and I think you know that, but I don't think there's any way they can beat Georgia either. I don't think they have a shot at Georgia. You know, I was going to ask you what you thought about Tulane, Houston. I kind of think I think Tulane's going to win by 10 points, Walt.
Wow.
I think Tulane, Willie Fritz can get it together. I know it's on the road, but I was looking at the stats, and defensively, you know, Tulane's really done a good job.
Yeah, and Houston, quite frankly, has struggled some, and some unexpected early season losses with an experienced quarterback. So I could see it, but I'm a little afraid of it, too.
I understand it, Walt. I'm just thinking
Houston can't lose every game at home.
That's true. Well, I might be on the ledge and like kind of like sawing myself at the end like a cartoon or something. I'm falling off. But, you know, I guess it's good to beat SC State by 50, but I wish the turnovers would go down. I mean, good grief, man. How many turnovers do we need in a game? Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. Joe's still not happy, bro. 150-10 against South Carolina State, but he's not particularly happy with that. And I get it. We'll see how it plays out. I think clearly South Carolina has to get better in almost every area with the type of teams they'll be playing coming up, as opposed to the last two. All right, lines are jammed. It's basically all college football. You want in on Mets Braves, you're welcome to that as well. Hey, let me tell you about First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like my friends at First Class Haul. All their techs have 50 to 35 years worth of experience. None of them are involved in commission sales. There's none of that stuff at First Class Haul. Go read the reviews on Google and Yelp. People talk talk about their honesty, their integrity. They will never do any work you do not need. They will never do any work you do not authorize. You will know the cost of work they do in advance. And they're better at their jobs than anyone else is. Therefore, if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and you are going somewhere else, you are doing yourself a great disservice. Stop. Just get to First Class Haul. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all their work. Nationwide. If you move to California, they still stand behind those services. That's a real and complete warranty, not any phony warranty either. How about this? All locations booked now. Spend more, save more. You have to do this, you know, like today. Spend more, save more. Spend $100, get $10 off. Spend $200, get $20 off. Spend $300, get $30 off. All locations, $25 off. Any of our three BG flush services, fuel induction engine clean, power steering flush service, transmission fluid flush exchange. All locations, book now. Free road hazard with all tires purchased in the month of September. $50 value, book now. And this is the last deal on the day on the Hercules Tires deal. Get up to $70 rebate, Hercules Tire Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four new eligible tires. Hercules Tires, riding our strength. You have to take advantage of this today. You still may be able to do that. Greenville, Anderson, the Cherrydale location, 3050 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville. That's the brand new location. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back and get to the Jam phone lines.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Ben live at Buff City Soap, Greenville, and the Shops at Green Ridge on Monday, October 3rd from 12 to 3. Get your Tigers for Tatas shirts and wristbands. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and shop specials throughout the store. See you there.
It's time for Tiger football, and what better place to enjoy football weekends than in your own condo at Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant and a football field for pre-tailgate festivities. When you aren't here cheering for the Tigers, earn income using our managed rental program to rent your condo to fellow Tiger fans. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today, and go Tigers.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party pack for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today at 864-884-8920. Serving the Greenville area for 10 years.
It's deceptively simple. It's assumed that, you know, wiping something makes it clean or spraying it with Lysol makes it clean. There's a bit more to the science and a bit more to the application than meets the eye. You may call someone a janitor, but that doesn't mean they're not an expert in their field. We can provide a professional, expert opinion. We are professionals.
Call Jan Pro today at 864-458-3053.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
For over 30 years, Tigertown Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tigertown Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Fossil fuel prices are skyrocketing. Take advantage of a free and renewable energy source. Water furnace geothermal comfort systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to save you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Get a 30% federal tax credit and a 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customers get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081 Water Furnace. The reliable, renewable.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage. Weekdays, 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Took my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. What an enormous sports weekend, Ramona. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Screw the hurricane up here. You know, we're well aware, well cognizant of its of the damage that it's caused and of the deaths and destruction that that it has caused. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with all the people who found themselves in the pathway of that destruction. And, of course, when this settles finally, these people are going to need a lot more than thoughts and prayers. They're going to need help. I still can't imagine the power situation. I know other states are sending help as we speak in terms of trying to get the power back up. You have a state with a very high elderly population, and you have 3 million plus people without power. I don't even know what that number wound up at. I mean, it just kept going up and up every time I saw it. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers are certainly with those people. All right, to the phones, we have lots to get to and little time to do it. It is Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Deptula, I'm doing well. How about you?
Hey, Greg, great. Appreciate you getting in.
Sure. Well, I debated on whether to call in and give my comments about what happened to Tua, but I decided... Sure, why not? And the reason I say that is because I suffer from Parkinson's. And to see on Thursday night when they zoomed in on his fingers, you know, to see that 25-year, right. I don't know how old he is, in his 20s lying there. And my fingers don't behave like his were doing, but it feels like that, like if I reach in my pocket to pull right. my change out. And so anyway, I don't know all the run-up to before the game, but I've heard enough. And I don't know if there's something beyond a concussion. I believe there is. But in my opinion, when we watch his hands doing that, I think his brain and his nervous system was under some kind of major attack. And, you know, nobody's to blame for my condition. But as far as Tua, if the hypocritical NFL doesn't do something substantial regarding this, I don't want to hear any more of their self-righteous platitudes about we care about the players' safety, because I can't describe how sickening it was for me to look and see what was happening to him during those few seconds. It was just it was horrible. And I know things happen on a football field, but you know more about the details of him being out there and shouldn't have been. And when you couple it with that, it was just one of the horrible things that I had seen on a football field.
Wow, Greg, I really appreciate you sharing that with us, and especially coming from the unique perspective that you do. Very generous and courageous of you. We appreciate that. And I think you're all over it. It was a hard thing to watch, to see him on the field with his hands and his fingers almost pointing in different directions and shaking, which clearly to me indicates some sort of neurological issue. And again, like you suggest, perhaps even more deep seated than a concussion at this point.
Well, anyway, last thing, not related to that, but related to this weekend, I remember back in the summer, some guy was calling, we were going through Clemson's schedule, and some guy called in, going to take you on. Anyway, I remember him saying, we're not worried about NC State, and I called up immediately and said, yes, we are worried about NC State. We definitely are. And
it's okay to hate him. It's okay to hate Dave Doran. Those things are all fine. I mean, it's part of, but at the same time, I think if you don't understand the danger that this team represents, I think you're sort of kidding yourself.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yep.
I appreciate you.
Same here, Greg. Thank you. Thank you, Greg.
Have a good week.
Great job. You too. How about that, Ramona? You know, coming from that perspective of someone who has Parkinson's, and
to see that and know that they didn't do anything about it like that.
I mean, it's an ugly situation.
It's ugly.
Real repercussions, and I don't know what Miami was doing. I think they have a lot to answer to about the decisions that were made and why they were made. Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, how are you, Cliff?
Hey, Walt, thanks for getting me in.
Thanks for getting in, Cliff.
Hey, Walt, you remember when Sidney Crosby missed like a whole year?
Yeah.
And he had like the twice in a week concussion deal?
Yep.
And he can never get, I mean, he eventually got right, but, you know, I don't think we'll see Tua again this year, and hopefully we see him again. Like the previous caller said, sometimes it's worse than a concussion. Sometimes it's brainstem. Sometimes it's, deeper than just the boxer's punch out. So, we hope he gets better, Walt. But,
and you know what, Cliff? I just don't think he's built for it. I never did. I just don't think he's built for it. I mean, I think what he should do is take his health and his money and just leave the game right now. That's what I honestly think he should do. Because I think he's headed for more trouble.
Listen, the island always needs their heroes to come back and help them out, and he could coach and just, he could live a great life from here on out. But
hey, Cliff, lighter moment in your mention of the island reminded me of something. I don't know why I thought of this 5 minutes ago, Ramona, but I did. Remember the Alabama fan who, when Tua Tagovailoa came from Hawaii to Alabama, wrote his lengthy concern about how Alabama was going to handle the language barrier?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man. You know, that same fan probably thinks I speak that language in Miami. So,
probably.
You know. But, speaking of Bama, Walt, transition. Do you feel good about Arkansas plus 17.5? Probably a little bigger because of the loss last week. I'm not sure Bama has the receivers to attack Arkansas's weakness on defense, and it just feels, just doesn't feel like a Bama blowout.
No, they you know, basically they struggle almost every week the last year and a half now on the road, and even though Arkansas does have pass defense issues, they also lead the nation in sacks with 20. And I think they can affect Bryce Young a little bit because I don't think this Alabama offensive line is great. I don't think Alabama has hit their groove yet. And KJ Jefferson is not going to be happy about giving that game away last week. I think you could get his best effort. I think Arkansas thinks they can win this game. I'm not even talking about covering. I think they think they can win. I'm not so sure they're wrong.
Well, I'll stay in conference, and I'm riding an underdog that I think can win, and that's Kentucky up to plus seven now. I understand the excitement of a Lane Kiffin team with a good defense, but I just don't think they can throw the ball that good, and I think Kentucky clearly has the better quarterback in this matchup. On the other side, they have the better defense, I think, to stop what is like a speed rushing attack, and I like Kentucky to cover that touchdown against Ole Miss.
Well, and the environment's not going to be very good unless Lane Kiffin calling out the fans works because, I mean, there was no crowd there last week at all. And Kiffin called them out, said he's seen bigger crowds at a high school stadium and this kind of stuff. And we'll find out about that element of it. But I agree with you. I mean, Kentucky is the better quarterback than Levis over Dart at this point. You know, Dart may eventually get it all figured out, but I don't think he's quite there yet. He's got the rushing part back again. I just don't think he has the passing part back yet. I'm a little worried about the fact that Levis has been sacked 16 times.
Yep.
But Ole Miss primarily plays a three-man front. They'll bring an extra guy at times. But I don't know. When I watched I finally got around to watching Ole Miss and Tulsa last night, and I don't know. Kentucky just looks more physically mature than Ole Miss.
Yep. Yeah, Ole Miss is a speed team, and you can see when if they play well and don't have turnovers, I think they can beat anybody. But I just something's wrong at quarterback, and I don't think Kiffin's offense works at 100% with subpar quarterback play. So I'm like Kentucky. One, I'm hesitant, Walt. I haven't played yet, and you mentioned environment. LSU night game at Auburn, -8. I mean, to me, Auburn's on quit watch, but that's a funky series, and I don't know if, you know, I like LSU. I just don't know if they're playing well enough to feel good about a two-score cover on the road at night. So
yeah, it's an interesting game. My lean in that game would be LSU. I don't know how Auburn scores, and I at least know how LSU scores. I think now we've seen some of these games like Auburn Alabama last year where Auburn held Alabama down all night, but I sort of think they are on quit watch, and I think they would have quit had Missouri just been competent enough to complete anything at the end of that game. I mean, you know, the thicker kicker, dude. By the way, Ramona, that's his nickname. Missouri has a kicker whose nickname is the thicker kicker because he's fat. He's a fat guy. Yeah. He's like 270 pounds, and he didn't think that he needed, because he's so great, he didn't think that he needed to warm up or anything before that 25 yard kick to win the game, and he then proceeded to shank it.
Yeah, you don't see sloth at kicker very often, no. But, you know, laziness killed him. Walt, I'll get off. You mentioned weather, and again, hope everyone on the coast is doing okay. I don't think the weather's going to be as terrible tomorrow as predicted earlier in the week. And right now you have three North Carolina teams with really good offenses and really bad defenses with totals in the mid-50s. Yep. You have Duke, Virginia at 52.5.
Yep.
You have Charlotte, UTEP at 55.
Cliff, I got to run. I got to go.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Low Country Male is a concierge medical practice that treats testosterone replacement, weight loss, and sexual health. Our process is simple. full blood work, followed by a consultation with our physician. We review the objective and subjective results to come up with a tailor-made plan just for you. Pricing is simple and straightforward, starting at $220 a month for testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, and labs. We also offer growth hormone, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Make man men again. Book today. LowCountryMail.com.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jewelry.